Tonight on NBC 10 News at 6, we are within 24 hours from feeling the first effects of Hurricane Sandy. The storm is churning up the Atlantic off the coast of South Carolina right now.
Our message is very simple. Have a plan, be prepared, and then be prepared to take action.
All the warnings are to get out now, skip the pictures. Now is the time to get moving westward while you can.
We know that this will cause extended power outages and record flooding. We are not weather forecasters, but we know that Hurricane Sandy will be a severe storm.
There will be no SEPTA service Tuesday morning.
City government is closed. City council is not in operation. The courts, the DA, the sheriff, not open.
The back bays are going to be having their high tides, and the water just continues to be pushed in by the winds, by the storm surge. And we're going to be seeing, no doubt, flooding back there in those back bay low-lying areas as well.
255 miles southeast of Cape May, so it still looks to be eyeing South Jersey here right along the coast this evening.
This ocean is coming up, and just check out those swells. This is really quite impressive and, of course, quite concerning. The real issue here is, of course, coastal flooding.
Now, the Jersey Shore, we just showed you a little picture there, but expected to take a direct hit from Hurricane Sandy.
And for neighborhoods in and around Atlantic City, the effects from the storm could be devastating.
So for those who decided it was a better idea to wait this out than to evacuate, and for those elected officials who decided to ignore my admonition, this is now your responsibility. If you're still able to hear me, we need you to hunker down and get to the highest point possible in the dwelling that you're in. We will not be able to come and help you until daylight tomorrow. Please try to hunker down and stay safe until then.
Tonight at 11, more than 24 hours after Sandy roars over our area, the damage is astounding and historic. Entire towns down the shore are buried under tons of sand. Others are flooded out, and landmarks are washed into the sea. Expensive boats are tossed around like toys. Inland, trees are toppled onto power lines, and homes and millions of people are without power. The recovery will be long and painful.